Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody love the Lord, lift your hands.
glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's no me without you, dear Lord Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. I just thank you, Father God. I love the way you father me. Good evening, everyone, and blessings. This is Prophet Deborah Ramos of Food for the Journey International Ministries. Welcome you to our Monday night Bible study. This ministry is a ministry that is preparing people for the journey of life and into eternity through preaching, teaching, laying of hands, and casting out devils. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you know that as leaders, as believers, we're all called to prepare people for the journey of life into eternity? That's why Jesus told us to go and share the good news, the gospel. Amen. So we just thank the Lord tonight that we're back on the air. We've been off from some time, but we thank God for 2023. We coming in and we ready and we geared up because we taking it to the enemy. How many of you know that this is a next level ministry? This is the time for you to take your warfare to the next level. This is the time for you to take it to the enemy gates. Don't wait for him to come to your doorstep. You go to his in Jesus' name because he's given us power and authority. So we just thank you tonight as we're going to get into our study. We're starting a series on spiritual warfare, next level spiritual warfare. And how many of you know before you can go and fight an enemy, you need to know the enemy that you're fighting. And so this series that I'm starting this night is called Spiritual Warfare. We're going to start talking about the night raiders. Things that go bump in the night. When we lay down to sleep, we have to understand that when we lay down to sleep, things are not peaceful. There is something that's happening just below the level. And see, we need to understand and be able to wage an effective warfare. But if you don't know your enemy, you don't know what the enemy is doing, then you're not able to wage an effective warfare. So that's what we're going to get into our teaching tonight. We thank God for the opportunity. We thank you, Lord God. Let us open up in prayer tonight because I feel fired up in my spirit because I know that we, as the church, we need to know, we need to go past, as Paul talked about, the elementary level of teaching. We need to go in the deep. The Bible says that the deep calleth unto the deep. We need to be able to deal with what's going on behind the scenes so that we can help people. We see, and let me just go to prayer because I'm already, glory to God. Father God, we just thank you. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to study your word, to bring revelation, to bring light to dark areas. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this atmosphere. I shut down our first and second heaven activity in the name of Jesus. I overturn the plots and plans, Lord, of the enemy that will come against this teaching. I bind and rebuke static on the line. I bind and rebuke, Lord God, even the internet going out. I bind and rebuke the assignment of the enemy. I plead the blood of Jesus over this teaching right now, over the ears. God, I pray, God, that you anoint the hearers to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let every enemy that's on these lines, every witch and warlock, receive the fire of the Holy Ghost to consume and burn them to ashes in the name of Jesus. Father God, in your word, you said you suffer not a witch to live. I command every witch, warlock, wizard, juju man, shungo man, whatever that's on this line that's eavesdropping to drop dead in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for this teaching. As I said, we're going to talk about night raiders. We need to know what are night raiders and what's going on. You know, so many people I hear, they talk about different things that they encounter as they go to sleep at nighttime. See, the problem is that we as believers, we just want peace all the time. But how many of you know when you're living in the enemy's camp, because the Bible says in 1 John 5:19, the whole world lies in wickedness. So the God of this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, there's a God of this world, which is Satan. So we're living and every day in and day out in the enemy's camp. Physically, we in the enemy's camp. But the Bible says that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But how many of you know that we're in this temporary tent called the body, and that we're doing transactions in this earth for the kingdom of God and his righteousness? But you have to understand something about the Christian walk. Once you said yes to Jesus and you became a Christian and you gave up that old life, you were dropped into the enemy's territory, because the Bible says that we were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we have been dropped into the enemy's camp. And it doesn't matter whether I know it or not. All throughout the day, my spirit is engaged in warfare. Many times you cannot feel it, but you are engaged in a warfare. And so we need to, as the church, grow up. Stop playing these childish games and grow up and understand. I can't just sit back and do nothing. I am a soldier. God has called me to be a soldier in his army. Hallelujah. And if I'm a soldier, what do soldiers do? Soldiers fight. And so we're called to fight. There are people, lives that are in deep bondage, even our family members, even our neighbors, people on our job. And we have the light. We have the ammunition. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. We have the angels of the Most High God waiting for us to give them direction so that they can fight for us. And yet we sit back and we want to play this religious game. But I'm telling you, in this hour, glory to God, God is calling for the next level warriors to rise up. That's why it's going to be in 2023 a replacement, because people have been 15, 20, 30 years in the same spot. They haven't gained no territory for Jesus Christ. All they sitting back is want to be fat cats waiting to go to heaven. But we have a job to do down here. So we need to become the next level warriors. We need to be able to really, the Bible says that God teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight. So we need to learn how to fight in the spirit realm, because we are spirit beings. Understand it. We can't be carnal minded. What does Romans 8 and 6 say? It says to be carnal minded is death, but to be spirit minded is life and peace. So we need to learn how to be spirit beings and understand that there is a real enemy. And as a matter of fact, when the enemy fell, when Satan fell, he took one third of the angels that were in heaven with him. So we don't know how many millions and millions of angels that's on the earth, and they are relentless. How many of you know that the Bible says that Satan knows that his time is almost up? And so you have to understand that the enemy has taken his warfare against humanity to the next level. Have you ever seen a time as it has been these last few years, so much violence every day? Hundreds of people are dying, violent. People are killing, devouring their children. People have no love for one another. People have no love for their children. Understand, these people are controlled by demons. These are demons. We are dealing with possessed people. Even in our families, they are possessed. They are controlled by demons. What do you think will make a woman kill her child? What do you think that will make a man just go and kill his wife? Kill anybody? These are demons. Understand, but there is you have to understand. That's why it's so important to learn the watches of the Lord, because there are watches, eight watches of the Lord. Some in the Jewish religion, some of them say 12. But for this teaching I'm going to talk about, I want you to know that it's at least eight watches. And understand that the enemy knows when we lay down. And so that's what I want to talk about. I want us to be aware of what's going on in the night season. That's why this first part of this teaching is called the Night Raiders. Now, first of all, we need to understand what is warfare. What is warfare? Warfare is a military operation between enemies. Warfare is a military operation between enemies. So understand, first of all, that you are enemy of Satan, whether you're saved or not. When I was in the world, Satan still hated me. Whether I was saved or unsaved, he hates you. But understand, when we become Christians and we become on God's side, the enemy takes that hatred to the next level. He hates us with a perfect hatred. Understand it. And so next, what is a raider? So we know that warfare is a military operation between enemies, hostilities. Next, it also is a struggle between entities. And warfare is conflict. So we understand that as long as that we're in this earth, we're going to be in a conflict. We're always going to be in a conflict between dark and light, between Satan and his demons. It's always going to be a conflict. There's not going to be any peace. So if you think that it's going to be peace, our peace is in Christ Jesus, but we're in a warfare. Jesus has given us the victory, but he still expects us to fight. He already told us, he said, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high and lofty places. So the Lord Jesus is already telling us that we wrestle. Now, when you talk about wrestling, when you watch a wrestling match, that's up close and personal. The enemy comes up close and personal to us, and he wrestles with us, whether it's day or night, but particularly in the nicest season, the enemy is engaging us. And so even though when we're sleeping, we have to understand that our spirit man is fighting, but the enemy still engages us. And we have to understand that if we have any open doors in our lives or unconfessed sins, that makes the enemy have easier access to us. That's why as believers, we have to live a repentance life. Glory to God. I want you to understand I'm setting a foundation before we go into our teaching. So next, what is a raider? What is a raider? Now, a raider is a soldier specially trained for close fighting, close range fighting. That's a raider. So we're talking about raiders tonight. They are specialized soldiers, just like in the armed forces, they have specialized departments. For example, in the Marines, they have the Navy SEALs. So that's a specialized group. They have specialized training, and they have a special agenda that they attain to. And so this is what the night raiders do. So they are soldiers specially trained for close range fighting. Next, soldier. We are soldiers. They are soldiers. Soldiers are one engaged in military service, especially in the armed forces. So we are soldiers. We're fight soldiers to soldiers. They are soldiers for the kingdom of darkness, and we are supposed to be soldiers for the kingdom of God. Glory to God. So this is what we have to understand. Spiritual warfare. You must learn how to engage in spiritual warfare. You must believe the word of God. The Lord said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So when we're engaging in the enemy, we have to be confident that the word of God is true, and that as we engage the enemy in spiritual warfare with the word of God, that the enemy is going to be destroyed. His plans and his policies and his procedures against us and our family is going to be destroyed. Have faith in the word of God. Glory to God. Understand that spiritual warfare, for the most part, has been neglected by believers. Yes, we pray. I'm not saying we don't pray, but understand that there are different types of prayers. There are at least 100 different types of prayers. And we're going to be in the future, I'm going to go over that. But we have to understand that warfare prayers is a different type of warfare. Warfare prayers is that we are engaging the enemy and hand-to-hand combat. We are taking it to the enemy. Hallelujah. So, but for the most part, spiritual warfare has been neglected in the church. We pray for the most part about for our personal needs, our friends' needs, but we need to deal with the principalities and powers. Now, I know some people teach that we are not supposed to pray, and you got to be careful to, not to deal with the principalities. But my Bible said that Jesus said that I've given you power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all. He didn't say you could only pray against this type of spirit and not this type. He said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. So that lets me know that anything that the enemy brings to me, I'm able to take it down in Jesus' name, because he's given me power and authority. And the Bible says in Philippians 2, 10 and 11, that every knee must bow for the things in heaven, the things in earth, and things under earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory and honor of the Father. So that lets me know that as I use the word of God, as I use the weapons of warfare that the Lord has given me through the scriptures, that I could take the enemy down in the name of Jesus. We need to learn how to warfare with the word of God. We need to be able to use the word. That's why it's so important that we study the word. We need to know the word and know what to use against the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. So a lot of people understand what happens in the night season. When you lay down, this is the time when the enemy comes to engage you. Nighttime, people have suffered terrible problems and received great attacks at nighttime. I can vouch for myself that I have been attacked at nighttime. And to see the enemy engage you, he'll get into your dream. He'll give you demonic dreams. He'll come and try to feed you in his sleep. Understand, when the enemy comes to you, he's coming to plant seeds. It's all about planting seeds, seeds of sickness, seeds of disease, whatever. The enemy does, when he comes to you, it's for nothing good. So we see that a lot of people have suffered a lot of attacks and setbacks as they sleep. They go to sleep healthy, but when they wake up, all of a sudden they're feeling sick. Have you ever laid down and you were feeling good when you went to bed last night, but when you get up, you got this massive headache, or you feel sick, or you feel... If the enemy has come and put something there, that's why we feel the way that we feel. Understand that the enemy comes in to plant sickness, infirmity, and disease. He also comes to plant poverty. He comes to bring discord and relationship. These things are what the night raiders come to do. They come to set things, to bring division. Understand it. So, and unless we learn how to deal with night raiders, many in the body of Christ are going to continue to suffer problems in their lives as a believer. In order to have victory, you're going to have to stand and fight. In order to have victory, you're going to have to be militaristic in your mindset. In order to have victory, you're going to have to wake up and pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Understand that the root of many problems that people suffer began in the night season. Yes, the enemy is always working, but you have to understand about the night season. Understand, when we go to sleep, and when we're helpless, when you go to sleep, understand that you are helpless. Not meaning that God is not watching you. That's not what I'm saying. But the enemy is able to come. He's able to infiltrate your dreams. You know, the problem with many Christians is we just love peace. We just love peace. Just a moment. Hello, good evening. Blessings.
Hello?
Do you have, yes, good evening. Blessings.
Yes, hi. I'm listening to your show, and I could really use a religious warrior. I hope you can help me out and be on my side here. I have a very big dilemma in my family.
Yes. You need someone to pray with you?
Well, yeah, I need some advice and I need some prayer for sure. You know, my father was a very religious man. And then instead of going to church on Sunday, he started going to these drag brunches. You know, with these drag queens. And
yes.
Ever since he started doing that, he sort of became less and less about the church and more involved in that kind of culture. And now all he does is go to these drag clubs and watch these drag shows and on TV and in real life. And I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if maybe he's becoming homosexual. It's very scary. I don't know what to do.
So what about I give you my number and you could, or I could call you after my program and we can talk more specifically about what's going on.
It's just he's
this
here
number
with
up
me
here.
Now.
Can I call
actually,
you?
We're actually at one of these drag locations. I don't know if you can hear the music in the background, and it's a religious emergency. I was just wondering if you'd speak to him and pray for him.
Well, I can't really speak to him right now, but I could speak to him because I'm actually doing a live program right now.
I know, that's why I called in, because I was hoping he'd help me right now. His name's Howard, and he's just running around this club with all these drag performers, and he's going, hey, you know, hey, Bella, hey, Pebble. He's saying hi to them, and I just got engaged to my soon-to-be wife, and he doesn't even care. He won't even acknowledge it.
What? I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Nick.
Nick, he's running around with him, so I wouldn't be able to talk to him right now. I am more than willing to talk to him right after my program.
He's right by the phone. I mean, he's right here. Dad? Hello?
Yes, as I said, I can't talk
Hi,
right
this
now,
is
Nick.
Howard. Hello? How are you?
Anyway, Father God, we just thank you tonight, Lord God. We praise you. Let us get back to our teaching because we don't know what's going on there. So as I was saying, the night is very important that we know how to learn how to fight in the night season. You're not going to be able to sleep all night long every night. You're going to have to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit and get up to pray. It's very important that we pray. The Bible says that we pray without ceasing. We know that we can't pray 24/7, but we need to be able to get up at least once or twice a week and pray in the night watches, the third watch, the fourth watch, and we're going to talk about that later. So let's keep going. So the average Christian, as I said, loves peace. Most Christians are preoccupied themselves with seeking and pursuing peace, but we must learn how to fight. Every believer is on the battlefield, period. Whether you want to believe it or not, you are on the battlefield. You are fighting for your family. You're fighting for your children. You're fighting for your peace. You're fighting for your joy. We even have to fight to make sure that we walk in holiness and righteousness. So it's a battle. If you are not conscious of it, it's time to wake up. We are in a battle, and the enemy does not play fair. It is warfare. Satan hates every one of us, as I said, with a perfect hate. He is active every minute trying to destroy you. Every minute the kingdom of darkness is trying to steal, kill, and destroy you, your family, our neighborhoods, our schools. Just look how our America has disintegrated over the last few centuries. Look at even the last few years, the last 10 years. America, all these laws that they legislate, demonic laws are being legislated in the land. Wickedness is prevailing. Why? Because the dark powers, the night raiders, is raiding our families, our schools, our cities, our nation, our region. Everywhere is being raided because we have not taken what I stand as watchmen, as intercessors. It's time to wake up. Understand, Satan hates all of humanity. We must learn how to fight the battle of life and deal with these attacks. We are, the Bible says that the overcomers, who's going to make it into heaven? The overcomers. We need to be able to overcome the signs and attacks of the enemy. We need to have spiritual intelligence. We can no longer be ignorant. When God said that his people perish for lack of knowledge is ignorance. Ignorance is not a bad word. That means you don't know. But it's so much available. We have to seek to know more. We have to seek. And stop being lazy Christians. Amen. Understand the activities of evil night raiders are exposed in the next few passages I want to go over. Understand that we need to unravel the mystery and the secrets, the strength and the weaknesses of the wicked night raiders so that we can take them out. We need to understand. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 25, it says, but while men slept, here's that word, the enemy came in and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. It didn't say that the enemy came in the daytime. It said, while men slept. That's the key. Sleeping is very, understand that sleep is a very friend, is a strong friend to the enemy. Not that it's bad, but that Satan's especially uses sleep as a form. He uses sleep as a form of anesthesia to perform his evil operations on men and women and children. Understand that he uses our need for sleep to take us out. He uses that platform to sow tares. What are the tares of sickness, infirmity, lying, spirits of lust, spirits of perversion. He used the sleep as an opportunity to interject all type of filth and unclean spirits into the lives of humanity. He used the cover of darkness as a cloak for attacking his victims. But how many of you know that we have power and authority to overturn the tables of the enemy? The Lord said he teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight. He attacks people when they are weak, vulnerable, and unprotected people. That's why God has raised up intercessors and watchmen. What does a watchman do? He stand and watch over the night watching. As you're up and hallelujah, up praying at nighttime against the night raider, you counter every attack that he's trying to demonstrate and to work out. You cancel it in the name of Jesus. You nullifying spirit sickness and infirmity and disease. You nullifying the purposes, the plans, and agenda of the kingdom of darkness. We have to deal with the night raiders in Jesus' name. Understand, he uses our unconsciousness as a weapon against us. This is why 90% of attacks on people occur in the night. Yes, people get attacked in the daytime, but the enemy waits when you are not able to defend them. And Psalm chapter 74, verse 20, it says, "Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty." Understand that. It said, "Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty." In others, where darkness is, evil is lurking, wickedness. This scripture, clear reference made to a rim that is hidden from humanity. There is a rim that we cannot see, but it doesn't mean that it is not there. It is the dark places of the earth. This hidden rim is the habitation of wicked forces that operate at night. They go out raiding and looting the lives of people. They go and raid and loot cities and nations. My God. Glory to God. So the Bible makes it very clear that members of this evil societies are cruel. Everything they do is wicked and cruel. Anything they do against individuals in the night is cruel and wicked. When the enemy comes, when you have sleep paralysis and feel like something laying on your chest, when you feel like you can't breathe, when you feel like something is touching you and molesting you and trying to have sexual intercourse with you, it is cruel. It is wicked. My God. Understand, there are regions of the universe which cannot be seen with our naked eyes. There is a rim. The spiritual rim, understand, is more real than this rim. Understand that the spiritual world is parallel to this world. Understand it, and that in the spiritual realm, lots of activities are carried out. Enemy unleashes cruelty on men and women and even children. We see so much is happening to children nowadays. Who do you think is perpetuating? And it is the enemy of their soul. As I said, the enemy hates all of humanity. My God, the dark places of the earth are found in every community. There is no community that is immune. There is no person that is immune from the attacks of the night raiders. The community in which the community in which you live has an invisible power over that region. Understand that there are groups of demons that are assigned to different families. That's when we talk about familiar spirits. That means that familiar spirits mean that they know you. Familiar means I know you. I've studied you. I'm familiar with you. I know what you like, what you don't like, what you do at certain times. That's familiar spirits. That's a part of the group of the night raiders, and I'm going to explain that a little more later. But understand that. And so these groups that are assigned to different families, cities, streets, nation, they broke up in different areas, but they all have one thing in common. That's to raid, destroy, to steal, kill, and destroy. It's always with John 10:10 said. They have specialists in areas. So when you see certain things that are perpetuated in a family or a community, that you see that certain thing that happens more, that's more prevalent, understand that there's a confederacy and a conspiracy of night raiders operating in that particular area or that particular family. Understand Satan's army is regimen. They don't break rank. They know their assignment. Amen. It is the church that we act like we don't know our assignment. We up one day with the Lord and down. It's just, we just got to get it together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's go to Job chapter 4, 12 to 14. Now, the Bible gives us a vivid picture of some of the activity that take place in dark places. And let's go, as I said, to Job chapter 4, verses 12 to 14. I pray that you're getting something out of this. Glory to God. It says, now a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof, in the thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, fear came upon me, trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Now, in the Hebrew story, it tells of a night creature that comes to lay on men. Her name was Lilith. Lilith, understand, is a part of the marine kingdom. There's a spirit called Lilith that lays on men. In other words, it's incubus. You could call it incubus, succubus. You could call it husband, spiritual husband and wife. All of these are named for the demons of Lilith. Job, understand that Job was attacked by a night visitor. Job did not bargain for what happened to him. All he wanted was sleep. But he woke up the next day trembling and fearful. His spirit visited him. The spirit that visited Job made his hair stand on edge. My God. The experience was embarrassing to him. The attack was so grieved that he trembled when he woke up. Understand, how many of you have woke up trembling and knew that something happened, but you couldn't just put your finger on it, but you knew something happened. Understand, we are given further insight into the activities of the night raiders in Ephesians chapter 5. It says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Have no fellowship. When the enemy comes at nighttime, when the night raiders, they come into fellowship with you. They come in to take from you, but they also come in to leave a deposit, understanding. So the question is, what is being done under the cloak of darkness? Well, the answer to that is that the enemy is coming sowing seeds. He is sowing tares while men sleep. What plan is the enemy implementing on humanity as we sleep? John 10:10, the enemy is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. So this is another reason why it's so important that we learn the watches and implement the watches of the Lord, so we know exactly through the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit what we need to pray at what particular time. Amen. If you be prayerful and ask the Holy Spirit, I believe the Holy Spirit gives us watches that we're able to be faithful to. I believe that the Holy Spirit knows us. Well, he does know us better than we know ourselves. So we need the Holy Spirit to give us our watches so that we can be faithful to him. For example, my watch is the third watch. I can also do the fourth watch, but my main watch is the third watch. The third watch is the watch where the highest level of demonic activity is being acted out. The enemy is out there, and he's out there doing it because that's most of the time at 12 midnight, most people are in REM sleep. They've hit the REM sleep, the deepest part of their sleep. And so this is when the enemy comes in the most. Also, the fourth watch is very important because the fourth watch is when the enemy, he done did all the dirt that he needed to do, and they running back to their caves before they get caught. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that those things that they do in the night are so bad that it's improper to speak. He said, don't even talk about it. Are so bad that it is improper to speak about them, the wickedness and the cruelty that they do. What evil powers do in secret is terrible. Only God can open our eyes to the reality of what is happening in the spiritual realm. Ask God to open your eyes. Let's just start for a minute. Father God, we pray right now that you would open our spiritual eyes to see what's going on so that we can be effective soldiers in your army. Father God, give discernment that we can be able to discern between good and evil in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help us not to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So we need spiritual eyes to see. Hallelujah. I know it may feel good. We think that we can build walls around our lives and we just stay in that little walls, and if I don't bother the enemy, he won't bother me. But that's a lie. Whether we bother the enemy or not, he's still going to steal, kill, and destroy. You have to understand that you could build all the walls you want, that but the enemy is still going to attack you. Yes, we're under the blood hedge of protecting the Lord, but the enemy's still going to try you. He's still going to come after you. What did even Jesus, the enemy tried to tempt Jesus and try to Lord Jesus. The enemy is just relentless. Hallelujah. We got to understand that the enemy is running. The enemy is running rampant because he know that his time is out. Also understand that we look at our world today, we have to understand that new demons, different types of demons have been unleashed on the world. We see things people doing that we never would think that they would do. People are doing horrendous things. The way people are devouring children and parents. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, men will be lovers unto themselves, proud, boastful, blasphemers. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. People have, and it said that they have no natural affection. We see people having children, they have no natural affection for them. Why? They are possessed. People are possessed. They are possessed. We have to understand it. Demonically possessed. Glory to God. Okay, so let's talk about powers of the night. What do we understand about powers of the night? Powers of the night refer to a group of demonic spirits who carry out wicked activities under the cover of darkness. Powers of night is another group of demons under the night raiders. I want you to understand that there are many, many countless numbers of demons, different types of demons. We have to understand that there are princes and there are little kings and there. There's a throne and dominion. You know what? In order to defeat your enemy, just like the armed forces do, we need to study our enemy. But people don't want to talk about demons. They want to know, I don't want to talk about that. No, please don't talk about that. When you talk about demons and the reality of demons, people want to shut you down. But can I tell you the reason why they want to shut you down? Because that's the demons in them that's telling them to shut it down. Because they're afraid they're going to be cast out. See, we got to have spiritual intelligence. That many times you're talking to people, you're talking to demons. But that's another story. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the first category I want to talk about is the night powers. We talked about that. The second category I want to talk about is the marine powers. Marine powers come from the marine kingdom. Now, the marine kingdom, now this group of demons is a particularly vicious, wicked. All of them are wicked. But I want you to understand that the marine kingdom take it to the umpteen as far as wickedness. They are responsible for so much wickedness in the world. Understand that witches and warlocks are spiritually astral projected into the marine kingdom to be trained. Understand that marine kingdoms are where the incubus and succubus demons reside. Marine kingdom is where there's so much all the things that we see prevalent in our world, where they get these perverted designs of clothes and perfumes, all these stuff that are created in the marine kingdom. Understand the marine kingdom, they carry out their activities in the night season as well. Many of them are found on the streets at nighttime. They roam the streets as ladies looking for men who would give them a lift. Unfortunately, some foolish men enter their trap, not knowing that they are carrying strange entities into their home. That's why you see these men, they take these women, you see on the news, oh, she robbed him. She cleaned his house up. He woke up. What are you taking demons to your house for? People don't believe that demons can take on human form, but if you just read the Bible, you would know. What about happened with when we know that was Jesus, and precarnated Jesus, and the two angels went to see Abraham? How do we know that? Because Abraham offered him the food. Do you think that Abraham offered a spirit, an invisible spirit food? No, they were in body form. That's why Abraham told him, sit down and rest yourself. And I think that's found in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. But he told him to sit down and rest yourself. Let me make you some food. Also, we have to understand that these angels took on bodily form when they went into Sodom and Gomorrah. Why do you think that the angels wanted to have sex with them? The homosexuals wanted to rape and molest them because they were in human form. in bodily form. So understand that these evil entities can take on human form. That's why these men take these women, pick them up, because they so beautiful. They got the BBL, the body 360s, and they so fine. They take them to their house. They don't understand that these are entities they taking into their house. Understand that. Who understand this? That a woman, a single lady who is 25 years old, decides to stand alone under a dark bridge at about 1 o'clock in the morning looking for a ride. Would you believe that's a real person? Would you believe that's a real person? I wouldn't believe that's a real person, because what normal woman going to be standing outside in the middle of the night by herself looking for a lift? But these foolish people, because they have no spiritual discernment, because they're spiritually dead, many of them are murdered by these entities. My God. Creatures of the night. They are creatures of the night. They transformers. They masquerade in spirits. My God. I'm talking about the night raiders. I'm talking about these groups of demons that we need to begin to pray, do spiritual warfare against. The next one I want to talk about for a few minutes is witchcraft powers. These problems are well known to many. Witchcraft. One of the reasons why witchcraft is so prevalent, it's because witches, the devil uses human beings. Witchcraft powers operate through a human being. They operate, those demons operate specifically through human beings. And the reason being is that Satan knows that human beings are close to other human beings. So they're able to come in and manipulate control. My God. Although witches and wizards are somehow active in the day, they carry out multiple activities during the night. It's very important that witchcraft spreads across all forms, with their household witchcraft, their individual witchcraft. Understand that witch covenants are real, and there are many classes of witches. We need to be able to do what the Bible says. It says, suffer not a witch to live. We need to begin able to know how to fight against them, and knowing that when we pray against them, the prayers that we pray are powerful prayers, and that they are truly doing damage. See, the problem with people not doing warfare is that we don't have faith enough to believe that if I call down the fire of God upon a witch, that they're going to burn up. But I don't know about you, but when I call down the fire of God upon a demon, I believe that that fire of God is falling on that demon. I may not see it, but everything in the kingdom of God is by faith. I believe it in the name of Jesus. I believe that when I speak the word of God against the evil powers, that the evil powers are being sedated in Jesus' name. I believe it. Glory to God. Next class of demons of the night are called forest demons. These powers sometimes move out of their dominion and mix up with men and women. Those who find themselves in the forest in their dreams are part of the victim of the night raiders. So if you dream about being in the forest or the wood or in the woods, understand that you have become a victim of the night raiders. You need to go into warfare. You need to go into fasting and praying and rebuking, binding, casting out in the name of Jesus. You got to be militaristic. You cannot play with the devil, because the devil is not playing with you. The kingdom of darkness is not playing with us. The next group of evil night raiders I want to talk about is the evil angels. Just like there are godly angels, there are evil angels. And just like the godly angels are on divine assignment, hallelujah, for those who are going to inherit the kingdom, demonic demons are on demonic assignment to destroy humanity. My God. Okay, so these evil angels, these powers go about like normal human beings, only to disappear whenever their identity is found out. Yes, they are good angels, but they are also bad, evil, wicked, satanic angels. Hallelujah. The good thing about this is that a single angel from the Lord can destroy what 185,000 demons. Understand that. And let's go to 2 Kings. I want to read this. It's so powerful. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35, and it says, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out, the angel of the Lord, one angel, glory to God, and smote the of the Assyrians, 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Glory to God. See, we have to believe that God has given us power and authority to deal with these night forces. We just have to have faith, and we need to engage the angels of the Lord. When we go into prayer, after you plead the blood of Jesus over yourself, your environment, your family, the next thing you need to do is call forth the protocol of angels, of the Most High God, of El Shaddai, of Elohim. Call forth the protocol of angels, the battling angels, the security angels, the ministering angels, the territorial angels, to slay every devil and demon in your house, in your region, in your city, in your country, in the name of Jesus. That you have to call the angels are waiting. The angels of the Most High God are waiting to fight. Command them to slay every devil and demon in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We see that the angels, one angel of the Most High God can kill probably more, but we see here in scripture it says 185,000 Assyrians. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we know that these angels can go, they do the work, they do the bidding. When they woke up, they was dead. Hallelujah. My God, thank you, Jesus. So understand, I want you to understand the angels, these demons, just like God's angels, evil angels can take on bodily form. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk about another group of night raiders, ancestral strongmen. Okay, so before we get into that, what is a strong man? Let's talk about that, because in order, many times when you are in warfare, you need to bind the strong. And the Bible talks about bind the strong before you can loot. His house, the strong man house. You have to bind the strong man according to scripture. Who is a strong man? A strong man is an agent of the devil who kills, steals, and destroys, just like the devil. John 10:10. A strong man is the commanding general of an evil army assigned against a person, place, or nation. Understand it. He is a strong man is a commanding general. So he's a high ranking, like a principality. In my opinion, a strong man can also be principality. A strong man is a boastful enemy like Goliath, who boasts against Israel for 40 days. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Next, a strong man is the power fueling stubborn situation. The strong man, when you praying for breakthrough. You praying for breakthrough, but this strong man, he's got the situation bound up. He's a stubborn pursuer. You're going to have to take the tanks to him because he's a stubborn pursuer. Strong men, they are relentless pursuers, like Pharaoh who pursued the Israelites until he drowned in the Red Sea. These type of strong men, they don't give up. Under strong men, they are ruling spirits that they rule and control to keep a person in bondage or a nation or wherever that they have in bondage. But they are relentless. They don't give up. They, no matter what, they know they're going to lose. They're still going to hold on to the bitter end. My God. So we're talking about strong men. It's very important to know what a strong man is. A strong man also is a power that kills good things, like Harold, who was after the baby Jesus. A strong man is another name for a principality, because anyone who could kill all those children, he had a principality in him. That means that a principality is a high-ranking official. Understand, principalities actually are second in command. There's Satan. The next one in command is principalities. Then you have powers. Then you have rulers of darkness. Then you have spiritual wickedness in high and lofty places. All of those are the ranks of the top ranking in Satan's kingdom. Next, a strong man is the principal demon in charge of your case that refuses to turn back after others scatter. So he's the last man standing. So most of the time, even when people go through deliverance, The enemy, the strong man, is also a gatekeeper. In other words, that demon that's in the soul of that person is a gatekeeper to their soul. He holds the door open so that other demons could come in. Also, he protects that door so that it doesn't get closed. His job is to keep it open so as many demons as possible could come into the soul of a person. So, but he is the head man in charge under Satan. Next, a strong man is a terrible ancestral strong man standing at the door of your marital breakthrough that cannot come in. He is a generational spirit spouse to whom you are married. Every demonic doorkeeper locking out good things is a strong man. He is a satanic policeman or soldier that you see in your dream, assigned to stop you from progressing in life, stopping you from your desire to move forward in God. It's a policeman. He is policing your life, making sure that you never fulfill destiny. He is a stubborn power saying no, no, yes for your life and marriage and career. When God says yes, he's saying no. He's a counter. He's counterattack every good thing in your life. The strong man is an evil ancestral husband saying no to yes for your life. And a strong man appears in dreams as a larger-than-life being, sometimes usually tall and stretching far into the heavens. My God. So we have to know that this is one of the very powerful. He's an ancestral. This is the one that's from your family line, that's in your family, that your family been cursed by. To make sure he's married to the family to make sure you never progress. It's an ancestral strong man. Next, we have what is the agenda of the strong man? Like, as I said before, he comes to kill. He comes to plant evil trees in your life that can kill you, such as sickness, disease, and infirmity. He comes to pollute your soul and to break up your breakthroughs. He kills your God-given opportunities. He stands at the door and blocks your access to end. He attacks you with arrows of death. He comes to steal things which he locks up in his storehouse and guard. Yes, then we have to loot the storehouses of the enemy. Yes, most definitely. That's a prayer that I pray. Yes, yes, loot the storehouses. He steals children. He causes your children to be wayward. He causes your children to be on drugs. He causes your children to be sexually confused. He steals jobs, careers, ministries, marriages. He steals by diverting your destiny and your blessings. Others. He steals by frustrating your breakthrough. He steals by discouraging you. This opens the door into your life, and he rushes in and steals. He steals vigorously things like your vehicle, destiny, your glory, and your star. He comes to destroy. This is serious. This is why it's time for the church to rise up and be militaristic and get wisdom in warfare. Let's talk about, before we move on, after this, we're going to close out this segment, and we're going to continue on our study. But I want to talk about the symptoms of the attack of a strong man. My God, glory to God. Father God, we thank you for this teaching, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Symptoms of the attack of the strong man. You make big efforts, but no progress. Satanic reinforcement. You feel a resistance to your prayers. You pray harder and he attacks even harder. You make unpardonable mistakes and errors in life because of evil domination and control. Life becomes a struggle for you. Profitless, hardworking that makes you work like an elephant and eat like an ant. Life is ravaged of devours, emptiers, and wasted. Your problems remain in place even after deliverance. Nothing going well for you. Acid poverty. Glory turns to shame and reproach. Dream attacks such as being pursued and possessions of your goods. Also, dreams of being fed in a dream. Dreams of being bathed in rivers, lakes. All of these things are signs of an astral strong man. We have to understand that God is for us. In Proverbs chapter 3:24, it says, if you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. The Lord has promised sweet sleep to each and every one of us. If there's a hindrance to our sleep, we need to war for our peace. We need to war for our sleep. We need to begin to deal with ancestral problems, generational curses, ancestral curses. In Psalms 127 and 2, it says, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. We need to be go to the Lord and say, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what's going on behind the scenes and begin to pray the scriptures. Here are some of the scriptures that you need to begin to pray, warfare scriptures. Scriptures that I just read, let's read Psalms 4 and 8. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. So if these scriptures are not manifesting in your life, it's time for you to go to war with the word of God. Some of the warfare prayers I have here in scripture that you can look up and read out loud. Not in your head, read out loud so that the enemy could hear you. Psalms 18, Psalms 27, Psalms 24, Psalms 144, Psalms 33, Psalms 35. Psalms 46. These are just some of the warfare prayers that really deals with the enemy. So for today, this is we're going to stop here today. But if anyone has any questions and you would like to ask, I am here a few more minutes. So Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this time of teaching. As we wait, we're going to say some prayers. I'm going to go into some prayers. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down vain imagination. Everything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of you. Father God, we thank you for power and authority. We take authority over every night raider, Lord God, that has been assigned to us, that's assigned to our father's house, that's been assigned to our mother's house. We take authority over them in the name of Jesus. We bind them with chains and fetters of iron. We loose, untie them, separate them, disjoint them from their assignment against us, our family, our neighborhoods, our communities, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you would arise and send your plagues after the order of Egypt to the lives of every stubborn pursuer in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you release your plagues upon the enemy that does. I want to let us go in the name of Jesus. Father, release your plagues upon every covering. Discuss our matter in the name of Jesus. Father, release your plagues upon every evil association gathered to suppress us in the name of Jesus, whether it be day or night, in the name of Jesus. Father, release your plagues upon all who are sitting on our breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Father, release your plagues upon all those whom the kingdom of darkness has assigned to make our destiny sink in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the fan of the Holy Ghost blow against every evil wind working against our life in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the wind of the Lord carry your fire emanating from the fan of the Lord and burn and scatter every night raider in the name of Jesus. Thou fan of the Lord, blow away every satanic plantation in the garden of our life in the name of Jesus. Thou fan of the Lord, blow away every night raider, every yoke of oppression militating against our lives, our children, the church of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the ravenous birds pick up every vulture of darkness assigned against our destiny in the name of Jesus. Father, let the weapon of the ravenous birds move into every complex situation, terrorizing our destiny at night in the name of Jesus. O company of ravenous birds, move in an uncommon way and attack every enemy, every night raider that's coming against our progress in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the heavens command ravenous birds to fight our battles for us in the night season in the name of Jesus. Every satanic bird assigned against our destiny be destroyed by the ravenous birds of the Lord in the name of Jesus. O ravenous birds from heaven, eat up all the eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We seal this prayer by the blood, by the word, and by the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Amen. And until our next program, may God continue to bless you, increase you, and enlarge you. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time. Oh!
Come on, when he comes, he brings his government. Oh, we say manifest your kingdom. We say manifest your kingdom. Cause there is dominion in our sound. Whatever we bind shall be bound. And there is governance in our mouth. So we'll never quiet down. There is dominion in our sound. Whatever we buy shall be bound. So we will release our declaration. Cause this is the realm of legislation. Oh, decree and declare, kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Cause there is dominion in our. Shout it out, say whatever we heard. And there is governance in our mouths. That's why I will never quiet down. No. Yes, there is dominion in our sound. And none of us shake it. Whatever we bind shall be bound. So we will release our declaration. This is the realm of legislation. Say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lift your hands and say,
come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Let it be so.